Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a special news update from lifeafterblindness.com. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Tim Schwartz, and I am host of the Life After Blindness podcast. And because the next episode of the Life After Blindness podcast won't be out for a couple more days, I wanted to bring to you this special news update about a topic that we recently covered on an episode of Life After Blindness when I was joined by Maria Johnson from GirlGoneBlind.com, where we discussed the possibility of the United States Supreme Court taking up a case that involved Domino's Pizza and whether or not they needed to make their website and smartphone app accessible for the blind and visually impaired. On Monday, October 7th of 2019, the U.S. Supreme Court decided not to take up the case against Domino's, which turns out to be really good news for the blind and visually impaired community. The good news being that the previous decision made by the 9th District Circuit Court of Appeals will stand. In that decision, the 9th District stated that websites and smartphone apps are considered to be an extension of a business's services and goods. So, basically, this means that websites and apps made by businesses should be made accessible for the blind and visually impaired so that they are able to work with screen readers like VoiceOver or TalkBack on a smartphone, or screen readers on PC and Mac like JAWS, NVDA, or VoiceOver. In an official statement, Domino's Pizza has said that they have made a 24-hour-a-day hotline available for those people who are blind and visually impaired that might have trouble using a screen reader with their website or app, even as they claim that there isn't really any accessibility problem with their website or app. They've also said that if anyone needs additional assistance, they can just call a local Domino's Pizza location. Guillermo Robles, who was the plaintiff in this case against Domino's Pizza, found that many aspects of Domino's website and app were not accessible, like being able to find full listings of their menus, pizza ingredients, and especially access to online-only coupons. Because of the fact that the U.S. Supreme Court chose not to take up this case, allowing for the appeals court ruling to stand, this does allow people who are blind and visually impaired to sue companies if they feel that there has not been a good faith effort put into making their online services accessible. Of course, any confusion on the part of businesses over online service accessibility could be cleared up if the United States Congress were to pass specific legislation that added on to the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, making it very specific and clear that websites and apps are intended to be made accessible just as a brick-and-mortar location were to be. That said, many court decisions like this one have stated that even though the Americans with Disabilities Act does not specifically reference online services, the intention for the future was there. I am curious to hear what all of you have to say about this case against Domino's, as well as the future of online accessibility. So, if you'd like to get in touch with me about this or anything else that you hear on Life After Blindness, please send your emails to tim@lifeafterblindness.com. Thank you once again for joining me for this special news update.